star. He drew his right hand to his face, kissed his palm, and blew that kiss up towards the heavens, up towards the rest of his family, his sons and wife. "I could be joining you sooner than later, my loves." Lowering to his hands and knees, he looked back to the moon and howled. Without a trace of insecurity, like a child, he howled. As loud as his body would let him, he mimicked the wild dogs out there, pacing in the darkness, calling out, singing their songs. Stopping to catch his breath, Otis noticed the coyotes had raised the volume of their own song, perhaps welcoming him. He could hear the higher pitch of the young ones and the deeper, haunting sound of the eldest. And Otis howled even louder and with more heart. Feeling better, Otis dressed and made his way back toward the house at the western end of his 40 acres. He took pride in the fact that every square foot of his property was tidy. Despite